Well, now it's time for our Bloomberg Law Report. We get to the legal stories we're watching this morning with Steve Potisk in the Bloomberg 99.1 Washington newsroom.
Wireless carriers like AT&T and Verizon Communications will likely tinker more with their data limit options following the FCC's rollback of net neutrality rules. U.S. companies and worldwide affiliated groups won't see their interest expense deductions limited under the tax overhaul. That decision by lawmakers came as an eye-opener to many. And in a departure from earlier proposals, the final tax bill retains the marriage penalty for the highest income earners while eliminating the penalty at lower income brackets.
Bloomberg Law. Everything you need, all on one legal research platform, including guidance, analysis, and Bloomberg Market Intelligence. Find out more at BloombergLaw.com.
Now, another legal news. Let's take a look at new claims that prosecutors in Robert Mueller's Russia probe illegally obtained emails belonging to the Trump transition team. For more on this story, Bloomberg's Michael Best speaks with Stephen Vladek, a professor at the University of Texas Law School.
Steve, let's talk about this claim that the Trump lawyers have made that there's something wrong with the way that the Mueller investigators got their hands on transition team emails. What are they arguing?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I mean, I think the short version of their argument is that these were, from the lawyer's perspective, private emails from members of the transition team to other members of the transition team and others, and that therefore Mueller should not have been able to access them, you know, without some kind of proper process. And it's not clear whether whether he got the requisite warrants, the requisite court orders to get all these emails.
Well, is there anything to what they're saying here?
Not really. I mean, I think the key for folks to understand, this is not a Trump thing. I mean, the members of the presidential transition are assigned official email addresses. They're at ptt.gov, presidential transition team. And like any other .gov email, those emails are the possession of the government, not the user. Folks who get a .gov email account are told when they get it that the emails are not private, that they don't have an expectation of privacy in those emails. And so I think part of what's going on here is, you know, Trump's lawyers and campaign officials trying to cloud what really is usually a black and white question of which kinds of emails we do and do not have an expectation of privacy in.
Well, they're claiming, right, that some of these emails might be subject to a claim of privilege. What would that mean in this context if these are government emails?
Yeah, I mean, this would be a novel argument. So the argument is that the president is entitled to executive privilege in confidential internal executive branch communications. Of course, I mean, Michael, as you know, that privilege is well established. The Supreme Court has recognized such a privilege. But keep in mind that the president wasn't president yet. And there's never been a case suggesting that a president-elect is entitled to the same kind of privilege. So, you know, the best argument that I think the Trump team has is that some kind of novel, you know, presidential elect transitional privilege applies to protect these emails from disclosure. No court has ever recognized such a privilege, and for good reason.
That's Stephen Vladek, a professor at the University of Texas Law School, speaking with Bloomberg's Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Politics, Policy, Power, and Law weekdays at 12 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio. And find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com for more information.